At the close of the 19th century, Sugarland's owner was in trouble. Colonel Ed Cunningham's new sugar refinery was in debt. His labor force was mostly convicts, and his town had quite the pejorative nickname.
It was a hellhole of the Brazos because there were no streets. The area is prone to flooding. There are no houses to speak of except the local whorehouse, and it was not a place for anybody to work. It was a terrible place.
That's Denny Kempner. His grandfather, I.H. Kempner, founded the Imperial Sugar Company and would be the person most responsible for bringing Sugarland out of its dark past.
Down on the Brazos.
My grandfather saw this opportunity in Sugarland. Cunningham was bankrupt. Somehow he developed a relationship with W.T. Eldridge, and they went into a 50-50 partnership. The Kempner family put up the money.
The Kempners of Galveston were quite wealthy and had recently been tested by storm, the great Galveston storm of 1900. In the aftermath, I.H. Kempner was instrumental in rebuilding the city and constructing the seawall, and now he brought that same kind of commitment to Sugarland.
My grandfather and Eldridge decided if they were going to have decent people working for them, they had to have decent conditions for them, which was a pretty progressive point of view in those days. So there was, in fact, constructed a town for people to live in. The farms were levied, which reduced the threat of flooding to the farms and to the community. Houses were built, decent homes for the people to work in, white and black. Shell streets were put down, which was almost height of the art in the time. They built schools, they built a hospital. It was a self-contained unit.
It was, in short, a company town. And company towns have a bad reputation.
The oddity about Sugarland as a company town is people were not trying to get out. They were trying to get in.
This is historian Diane Ware. She has extensively researched Sugarland and recorded many hours of oral histories.
People who lived here loved the town. I can name several families, many families in Sugarland, that their grandparents were here. And then they worked here, or their children worked here. Multi-generational. One of the most telling facts about Sugarland is it never allowed children in the factory to work. They provided schools for them. They were focused on the long term.
Sugarland was one of the most progressive towns in Texas, and by all accounts, credit goes to I.H. Kempner Sr.
My grandfather had great regard for people who worked for him, great respect for them.
I couldn't find one person that spoke badly of the man.
I.H. Kempner died in 1967 at age 94. His town and the business he built were both going strong, although it was clear that with Houston's relentless growth, Sugarland's days as a small town were numbered. As for Imperial Sugar, well, that story tomorrow as we conclude Ain't No More Sugar in Sugarland. This is Wayne Bell for KUHF.